Hey guys, welcome back to the Just Basics podcast. This is, I think, our fifth attempt at this whole intro here.
I said that last attempt. This is our sixth.
I don't know.
Don't lie to our viewers.
I'm sorry, guys.
Our listeners.
Yeah.
We can't afford video cameras yet.
This is Evan Noasad, your commander-in-chief of water bottle refilling.
With him, we got me, Jacob Byers. I'm a board-certified crocodile dentist. Most people don't see any legitimacy in my profession. I just say block out the haters. Hank Ball,
you
are esteemed guest of the hour. What do you do?
I am assistant hall monitor. I'm still working up, trying to get that hall monitor, that class right there, but still an assistant right now.
Do you get like a badge if you it?
I have a badge right now, but I will get the hall monitor badge soon.
Well, perhaps you just met the age requirements to become an official hall monitor because we heard it was your 18th birthday.
Your 18th birthday. Wow. Congratulations,
man. 618. Way to go. Yeah. Hank Ball. So, you mind filling us in on what you plan to do as an 18-year-old? We know in the state of Nebraska, that's not technically an adult yet, but in most states, that is considered adult.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, in Nebraska, there's nothing really different from being 17. Yeah, but we do have a top five list for you guys.
Yeah, we made a little list here.
And it's just the basics.
Mm-hmm. Just the basics.
Just basics of being 18.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hop right into it.
So, Hank Ball, or should I say Bartholomew Ball? Because for our first fact, we have, once you are 18, you can legally change your name on your own. So guys, if you could change your name, or Hank, since you can, what would you change it to?
If I could change my name, I'd probably change it to, there's some different things. So we've been talking about this. You could change it to Ball Hank. You can switch it around.
Yeah.
So, on like those forums.
Yeah.
Where they put the name first, the last name first, it'll be my name spelled out. That could be an interesting thing. Or you could flip your name around.
Well, I think that's kind of dumb, actually.
It is kind of dumb, but it's interesting.
Well, perhaps
I could be.
Perhaps I should rename myself Dummy Byers.
Dummy Byers?
Well, I think that's pretty fitting, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what if you were Silly Novasad?
Well, what if you weren't?
guys, we're getting off topic here. Sorry, let's put the thought train back on its tracks.
We made a list of some names here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some names.
These are like our top five, if you will.
Yeah.
So first we got Spike.
Mm.
Second we have Arnold.
Mm.
Third, Orangula.
I don't think he spelled that right. I think I've said a name to him, and so he just typed what he heard.
Orangula. No, I like that. I like that.
It sounds like orangutan. I think I said Orion. Wait, what did I say?
Orion.
Oh, the name that's like orange jelly or orangula. Okay.
Orangula.
Orangula. Whatever. Okay.
Anyway.
Next name is Lion. That's a pretty fun name.
That's very scarce, like scary, you know.
Yeah.
Someone's name is lying. They're pretty.
They're also not telling
weird
the truth.
Because,
because they're lying.
But also, oh, okay, all right, yeah.
And George.
Okay. Yeah.
George. Yeah. And our fifth one, our most special one, probably would have to be Quirt.
Hmm.
I know a person named Quirt.
You too.
Yes. Mm. They worked at Costco. They were. Their sexuality was ambiguous. Could not tell where they lied on the spectrum, between male and female. But that's all right, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hold it against him or her or they. It's his choice.
We do not assume genders on the basic podcast.
Right. We do not endorse any form of transphobia, homophobia, or sexism on this podcast. We are equal opportunists. And if a female wishes to be starred on our podcast one of these days, we'd be more than welcome to.
We've invited many women here, but
all right, guys. So if your parents decide to conform to society and name you Jacob like this boy right here, You can change it to be different, because I mean, Jacob, that's a pretty basic name. I mean, this is just a basic name.
Of course, you would say that, Evan.
Okay, well, to be honest, I
tastes
was talking,
like vanilla sandpaper on my tongue.
Okay, shut up. I was talking to my mom the other day about my name, and I was actually going to be named William Joseph, but my mom didn't want me called Billy Joe, and I thought that was pretty stupid because I kind of love that name.
Yeah.
So when my mom was in labor, my dad was like, all right, we can name him Evan if you only get a motorcycle. And my mom's always tells my dad, well, I was in so much pain and I was in labor, like, of course I'm going to say yes. I was delusional. And my dad still doesn't have his motorcycle. It's kind of...
Oh.
Yeah, it's
17 years later, no motorcycle.
I will probably change my name when I turn 18 to Billy Joe.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
let's get on to next.
Don't forget to leave in the comments down below. What would you change your name?
Right. Yes, yeah, comments. We would love to see that viewer listener interaction.
Please, please, please comment on our post. Please, come
please,
on, come
please,
on,
please,
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 give us
please,
attention,
please.
Dr. Colton said you need an appointment to get more medication, so I.
Sorry, we have one of our members reading off a text right now.
Sorry, my mom.
Are you on your phone during school hours?
Yeah, you know about our policy of having phones in the podcast.
My mom just sent me a text. I was trying to read what's present about my... Oh, actually, yeah, I should.
Well, that sounds like you're pretty dependent on your mom, which is the perfect leeway into our next top five things that you can do when you're 18.
Number two.
Voting. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You're independent. You can finally vote. So who's everyone voting for this coming election?
You know what? I've been putting in some thought. I think I'm going to vote for Mr. Ailes for president.
Mr. Ailes, stand-up guy.
Yes.
Definitely a protector of the Second Amendment and all things Christ-like.
For those of you listening that don't go to our school, Mr. Ailes is our principal here.
But then again, why are you listening if you don't go to our school?
Yeah.
Oh, we saw some viewers from California and Virginia.
Except
thank you guys from California, Virginia.
They only listened to it for like 40 seconds.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't listen to this for
more
than 40 seconds.
If you get, if you get this far and you hear this, comment down below where you're from.
Yeah.
Comment where you're from.
What state you're from and who you're voting for.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're obviously not going to share our true opinions as to not...
Because we will
fan
be
the flames. Yes, exactly.
Well, and I can't even vote yet.
Right.
I'm still 17.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, also with voting, yes. You should definitely vote. If you have opinions on a matter and you want to make a change, you should definitely vote. Get out there, you know, state your opinion.
Your vote matters.
Go to the polls.
Yes.
No matter who you're voting for, be American, do the American thing, go to the polls. And remember, this isn't just for executive positions. You can vote on local and state levels as well. We encourage you to do that here at Just the Basics Podcast.
Yes.
So, I don't know how many of you have taken stock in what we have to say yet, but that is related to our third thing that you can do when you're 18. You can buy stocks.
Yes. Take some of that business class knowledge you took in eighth grade and apply it to how you know, you're very smart. Use the $18 you got from your grandparents for your birthday and invest it in a stock. Hopefully gain some.
If you guys could invest in anything, what would it be?
Leave in the comments below.
Well, I'm also asking you guys, but you, the viewers, definitely comment
yes.
what you would invest in.
But Hank, I think you should.
Oh yes, all of those ads when you're watching YouTube videos or such, really listen to them because they know what they're talking about. Okay, they'll tell you to invest into a company that's never been seen before, and that stock's gonna go way high.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They start low and then you invest
all those,
and they go high.
Yeah, all those commercials, they're not lying to you. They're not trying to get your money. They're not trying to
Now,
to
Hank, if I
you.
Didn't know any better, I would think that sounds like propaganda.
Ooh, yes, that is.
I just took a test.
Urgency. Urgency. See, you have to get on that stock right now, you know?
Yeah. Also, for the listeners, comment your favorite type of propaganda down in the comments.
Yes, I think
that'd be really interesting to hear. Hope we get some sex appeal deviants. If I could invest in any company, it'd probably be Jelly Belly, because I work at a candy store already, and if I own the candy that went to the candy store, I would just stop showing up to work.
What's Jelly Belly?
That'd be nice.
The Jelly Bean Company.
Oh, okay, never mind.
They also make like drinks and stuff, but they're not good.
They make so many things, but they're
not. That's not good for stock. Come on, Evan. We have to give them positive media.
Come on, guys. Everyone invest in Jelly Belly.
All right. Okay, so...
Hey, Hank.
Oh, yeah, yes.
What is that ugly abomination of an artwork on your leg? It happens to be in black ink. I would like to know where you got that from.
That is a tattoo, Jacob.
Oh, my gosh.
I can get that because I am 18 years old.
Why would you get that, though? That looks awful.
Yes.
I'm glad the viewers can't see this.
Yes.
Me too.
For the viewers at home, I have a big tattoo on my leg. It is not, I don't know what, like, why would you describe this tattoo, Jacob?
Oh, man.
Just unbearable.
Someone's mom copulated with a drumstick they found in a parking lot at a movie theater after showing Fight Club in the year of No Lord, 2020.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Jacob.
That's a perfect description.
Holy crap, that is bad. Okay, all right, tattoos. So, if you want to express yourself because you've been shut in by your parents for the former 17 years of your life, guess what? Go get some ink. Mm-hmm. We support it here. We support creativity. Yeah, there's no body shaming here on this podcast.
But also, remember the rules when Christians say... Right. If you're going to get a tattoo, make sure no one can see it. So, Hank, you're going to have to start wearing pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy.
I would wear pants regardless so people wouldn't know that I have that ugly abomination tattooed on my body. You know those things are permanent, right?
Oh,
and if you want to get it removed, it costs thousands of dollars. Which reminds me.
Probably painful.
Remember, folks, make smart decisions when you're getting a tattoo. Don't do it while drunk. We don't support drinking here.
Make sure to put in thought before you get one.
Because that's true, Jacob. Because we live in America, and in America, you cannot drink when you're 18 years old.
Unlike most European countries.
Yes.
But who knows? Perhaps we'll make an episode when we're all 21.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. Evan. You are in my breathing space right now.
Hold on.
Are you not wearing your mask? We are not socially distanced.
You're not wearing your mask. You're breathing near me. I want to sue you, but I'm 17. Hank Ball, can you take care of this for me?
Yes, I can take care of this because I also am in a close, approximate distance of Evan, and I can sue him because I am 18.
Right. So,
I might not
what
have
all
the
does
money.
That involve? Can you, like, get your own lawyer and stuff?
I can, but I cannot afford that.
Oh, so. But you can just represent yourself in court, right?
I could, yes. I don't know. Do you have to pay for a court date?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm 17. I've never seen
But
anyone.
Also, the judge has to accept the case. So that would be pretty hard.
Well,
but
given the current circumstances.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's see.
Evan's
fact-checking this real quick. Does it cost money to go to court?
Does it cost money to go to... Oh, man. Court.
Let's see.
What is a filing fee? A filing fee is the amount of money you must pay
okay,
to the
so
court.
It looks like
so you were right. Hey,
oh, okay.
The amount of money you have to pay depends on the court and the type of case. The court clerk can give you a list of all the filing fees for your court case so you know the total cost.
I'm sorry, guys. I've been drinking lots of Red Bull today.
Mm-hmm. Also,
please
shout
don't
out,
sue me.
Shout out to Nokarik, if anyone has seen him.
Yeah, shout out Nokarik.
Yes, if you know, you know.
He's
you
a YouTube god!
Search up Nokarik on YouTube. We do not condone any of the inappropriate behavior.
That is N-O-K-E-R-I-C. Nokarik.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Back to
suing people.
That's
probably what his mom's gonna do after that one episode where he kidnapped
her. Oh yes,
guys, I gotta tell you, it's a very, very juicy YouTube channel.
It is very
I
juicy.
I have no clue what we're talking about.
Oh, no, Asad, you gotta get on that.
Come on. All
right. Okay. Well, I think that wraps up our top five things to do when you're 18. Does anyone else have any input? Hank, you're the residential 18-year-old, so. Throw on your two cents, bud.
Yeah, I would say it's not much different from being...
It's not all that it's cracked out to be?
Yeah, well. I mean, especially Nebraska. I don't know if there's really anything else besides those top five facts.
Remember, listeners, cherish your youth. Time marches on, and it stops for no man. One day, we will all be dead.
All right, thanks you guys for listening. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, Spotify. Does anyone else remember? Like,
do we have a Twitter Anchor page?
We have
a
check us on Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah,
we have updates on when our stuff's going on. Maybe we might post some funny memes and stuff like that.
We might make a Snapchat soon.
Oh maybe, yeah, you can hit probably. Us up.
Yeah.
If you're listening from YouTube, subscribe, turn on those bell notifications, comment down below.
Yep.
Hank, you're not an influencer.
No. please give us, oh God, please. Guys,
please.
Our goal today is to get 10 viewers on Give us 10 viewers.
Listeners.
10 listeners across any
platform. Oh yeah, give us a like.
We can't come to terms that you can't see us right now. Soon we'll invest in a video camera, but right now we're not getting paid enough to do that.
And we are in a janitor's closet, so
I am currently sitting on top of caustic substances.
Evan and I are sitting on paper towels. Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, this place sucks, but it'll do.
Yes. All right, so
thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you guys.